everybody. I'm Ken Pierpont, and it's time again for Stories from Bittersweet Farm. And today's story is Chapter 8 from my book, For a Few Days, Stories from a Season of Life on a Family Farm, and it's entitled One More Cast. I've never been that patient or particularly skilled at fishing. Good fishermen need at least a little of both. When I was a boy, I liked to spend the evening on the margin of the pond with my Zebco 404 rod and reel combination. I would cast and retrieve over and over again as fast as I could. My dad, my Uncle Bill, and my grandpa always said I needed to sit still and watch my bobber for a while, but I was able to pass my entire childhood from birth to about my sophomore year of senior high school without ever sitting still. And I'm writing this standing up. One mellow late June evening, I was standing on the south edge of the pond, casting a purple night crawler into the water and reeling it in over and over again. The sun was dropping over the hill in the west and glowing in the tops of the huge hickory trees up the hill to the north. I hadn't had a nibble all evening. I could see there were people on the porch of the house, and I wondered what they were doing. My sister or my brothers or my cousins had something going, so I decided that I would make one more cast and then reel in my line and hike back to see what was going on. I cast out the purple worm for the last time and watched it for a second, and then losing patience, I began to retrieve my bait as fast as I could. I cranked on the reel, yanking the tip of the pole up and down each rotation and pulling the bobber and the worm fast toward shore. And just then, the bobber reached the point where I could jerk it from the water. A terrific splash churned the water just behind it, and the line went tight. My prize was a nice, fat bass. Everyone was impressed. No one guessed that I landed a 6-pound bass without any patience or any skill. I did it by accident. Every once in a while, on a perfect summer night, when a boy is flailing the water all the wrong way with all the wrong bait, Providence will smile on him in spite of himself, and he will hook into a fish that will still live in his memory when his sons have sons. Things haven't changed much since that summer night long ago. My equipment is a little more costly and sophisticated, but I'm still every bit as impatient as ever when I fish, and I don't care as much about catching things as I do about being out in God's world while the sun slips out of sight and the moon rises in the sky. Like most men, I like to have something to do with my hands to justify an evening outdoors. I still like going out and listening to water run over rocks. I like being outdoors on a summer evening, watching trout rise, listening to crickets, watching fireflies. I'm a social guy and my life is people, but from time to time, in order to have anything worth giving to the people that I love and serve, I find that I need time in a quiet place where the phone cannot ring, and there are always lessons to learn outdoors. I learned something important that summer evening on the bank of my grandpa's pond. You may not be that good or that patient, but sometimes the catch of a lifetime will come your way if you just try one more time before you reel in your bait. That's the story from out on Bittersweet Farm. Today, where every day is a beautiful day and the little light in the kitchen is always on.